This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Home Farm at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be antique tractors and farm equipment, the daily parade of power, food and antique vendors, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. The Cape Fear Farm Heritage Association will be operating its 100-plus-year-old sawmill. You can learn about mule-drawn plows and enjoy a cowboy action show. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV and ColumbusCountyNews.com all 3 days of the event. While no burn bans have been ordered here, the Forest Service is issuing warnings against outdoor burning in most of North Carolina. The combination of low humidity and the continuing drought are creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Columbus County is still roughly 7 inches below average rainfall. Grain Swamp Highway will be detoured to Blacksmith Road beginning Monday while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place. The detour will be there through about April. Governor Josh Stein last night delivered his first State of the State address. He surprised some by calling for a government efficiency agency similar to that put in place by President Donald Trump. He also called on the legislature to speed up approval of a Hurricane Helene relief package. Stein has proposed raising starting teacher pay to be the highest in the Southeast, providing universal free lunches, and a $4 billion school bond referendum. A House bill banning cell phones in classes is gaining traction in the legislature. The House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday will delve deeper into HB 87, titled Cell Phone Free Education. It would prohibit students from having cellular devices in classes during school. 3 Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonville, Corporal Chris Cotton, and School Resource Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant at a Clarendon home last year. Fonville recently extracted a toddler from a heating vent at a Georgia Pacific Road home. And Fowler was on duty at Whiteville High School when he provided emergency first aid to a student who was choking. Saturday is going to be a big day at the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. In addition to plants and produce, it's time for poultry. Fresh eggs will be available as always, but there'll also be chicks, ducklings, and goslings for sale. Plus, there'll be free cotton candy for the kids. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville. It's open from 8 until 1 every Saturday. April 5th will be the big spring sale with a food truck rodeo, blacksmith, pony rides, tax swap and sale, and much more. Several area churches are holding revival services next week. One of them is Chaverin Church of God. They're going to have revival from 17th through the 20th. Worship starts at 7 p.m. nightly. Guest speakers include Heath Connor, Buddy Shea, Mike Jacobs, and Joshua Simmons. The church is located at 185 Old U.S. 74 Chaverin. Check out our church listings and special worship opportunities at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus Baptist Association mission team is gathering donations for their next mission trip to Nicaragua. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, and other items are needed. You can look at this story on our website for more or call 910-642-2155. The deadline is June 10th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.